Okay, we're learning Yishtavchos and Nefesh, Os Chav Tet. Rabbi Nachman speaks about in this piece how if you take a person and you throw him into the middle of the ocean, so of course this person would be in a great danger, right? Thing too, when the neshama is sent down to this world, it's sent down to the middle of a great flood, a great ocean, and it's thrown in here and it's told to survive. And the only thing attaching it back to Hashem is a thin string, right? A thin rope, right? That's that if a person goes overboard on a ship, the only thing that they're left with is they throw them a short rope in the great stormy waters. Amar, tzarech kol adam letzok laHashem yisbarach li'sa libo elav yisbarach gilu be'emsa yam taloi achut hasar. That a person's in these waters, right? These dangerous floodwaters of the world. Right, flood waters meaning that the struggles of this world, the struggles to maintain a person, right, a proper level of kedusha, holiness, struggles to be osek in Torah and tefillah the right way, right, to make sure we're really, really putting our all into learning the Torah that we're supposed to be learning, the amount of Torah that we could be learning, to be making it to tefillah, to be putting our all into our tefillos. Right, all of these struggles to be eating the proper way, all of these struggles that we have in this world, right? So sometimes it could very much feel like we're drowning in them, right? We're drowning in these struggles. Right? There's a flood in the world, and there's a flood of taiva, and it has the ability to really bring a person down and really drown a person. We know that this storm is raging, right, all the way up into Shemayim. And to the skies. Right, so Rabbi Nachman says, right, we have to imagine that a person's thrown into the middle of the ocean, right, and they're holding on, all they're holding on to is this small rescue rope. And these waves are tremendous waves, right? Waves that are so big that he doesn't even have an opportunity to scream out. He doesn't even have an opportunity to scream out for help because he's just trying to stay above the water. And all his energy is focused on surviving this very second. He can't even scream out for help. It's the same thing for our souls in this world. Our souls are thrown into this world. And they're constantly confronted with struggle. Right? Will we live like a body or will we live like a soul? Which will we choose? Will we follow the nature of our body towards physicality and towards being selfish and towards being worried about ourselves only? Or will we follow the nature of our soul? Right? The nature of the soul being one like a candle that no matter what the state is, it's always longing towards God. It's always going upward like a flame. And if we want to succeed, if we want to be able to relate to the world like a soul, if we want to be able to survive these great floodwaters, we have to scream out to Hashem. But even sometimes, like we said, the waters are just pulling us down and pulling us down, and a person feels like they're getting sucked into this pit of physicality. And they can't even scream out. They don't even have any energy to scream out. They feel like they're on their last leg. They feel like they have no shot to beat this taiva, to beat this desire. At that moment, the only thing we could do is raise our eyes to heaven, turn our hearts to Hashem, right? Because where else is our assistance going to come from? Where else is our Yeshua going to come from? May Ayin Yavo Ezri. Where else is our help going to come from? Ki Adam Besakana Gedolim Od Bezeh Olam. Ki Asher Yodea Kol Echad Benafsho. Like every person knows, the soul is in a very dangerous place. It's dangerous for the soul to be in this world. It's very easy for it to be dragged down and pulled down to physicality. It's very difficult for us to stay afloat in these raging waters. So the Eitzah of Rabbi Nachman is, if you can't scream out to Hashem for help, because there's no other way you're going to be saved. And if you can't even scream out, so turn your eyes and turn your heart towards heaven. Try and utter a few words of truth. Try and be a little bit more mindful that our help needs to come from Hashem, that we need Him in order to succeed in this world and overcome these raging waters and get to a safe place. That being said, although it's such a difficult thing, we have to understand that in reality there's no room for tefillah that doesn't have passion, that doesn't have emotion, that isn't meaningful. And of course it's a struggle. It's a struggle every single tefillah, right? But there's no room for it. If we really want to survive, if we want to be able to pull on this rope and let this rope carry us to safety, pull us out of these floodwaters that are trying to bring us down, the only way to do it is to scream with all our heart, to be all in, to be fired up when we go daven to Hashem. Hashem should bless us and enable us to call out to Him in truth and with passion. Thank you so much for joining us.